This is your Reverend Timothy Farmer here at the Ancient Baptist Mission. The last September Saturday, 2024, and found another little bit of scripture I want to share with you. This is about gossiping, and a lot of gossip is lies or turns into it. And that's been a plague on my life, because people apt to try to be judges and punishers and, you know, come up with excuses to do something because they hear some kind of little tale, little story, or they get scared and want to stay away from you, which also causes trouble or some kind of inconvenience. This little bit of advice, which was written by pretty knowledgeable people who were righteous and evidently possessed a lot of common sense, was written a couple of hundred years before Jesus the Christ came to be with us. And there was one of the ancestors was named Jesus. The wisdom of Jesus, the son of Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus. In chapter 19 of Sirach, starting at the fourth verse, "He who is hasty to trust is shallow hearted. He who sins offends against his own soul. He who rejoices in wickedness will be condemned. He who hates gossip has less wickedness." Never repeat what is told you, and you won't lose anything. Whether it is a friend or foe, don't tell it. Unless it is a sin to you, don't reveal it. For if he has heard you and observed you, when the time comes, he will hate you. Have you heard something? Let it die with you. Be brave, it will not make you burst. A fool will travail in pain with a word, as a woman in labor with a child. As an arrow that sticks in the flesh of the thigh, so is gossip in a fool. Question a friend. It may be he didn't do it. If he did something, it may be that he may do it no more. Question your neighbor. It may be he didn't say it. If he has said it, it may be that he may not say it again. Question a friend. For many times there is slander. Don't trust every word. There is one who slips, and not from the heart. Who is he who hasn't sinned with his tongue? Reprove your neighbor before you threaten him, and give place to the law of the Most High. And that was the 17th verse. There's a lot of mention in the Bible about being sure of what you say is true before you say it. And being slow to anger, you know, don't be mad at the wrong person. There's so much deception going on in the world. And people getting hot-headed and presuming things. You know, some of it's law, some of it's good advice. Thought I'd share this as a reminder this morning. And I want to thank you for listening in. We'll see you later. Hopefully, hear from you.